Audio Bookshelf presents Escaping the Giant Wave by Peg Carrot and read by Terry Brazier. Chapter 1. If you could change one thing about your life, what would it be? No one in my sixth grade class answered our teacher. I could think of lots of things about my life that I'd like to change, but I wasn't going to say them out loud, not even on the last day of school. Think about it. What do you wish was different? Mrs. Hoke asked. I wish I was 6 feet tall, my friend Gary said. Everyone, including Mrs. Hoke, laughed. Then she said, I want each of you to write down 4 goals for your summer. They must be goals that you can work to achieve, not something over which you have no control, such as getting taller. You don't have to turn your lists in. They are to help you improve yourself. I think Mrs. Hoke's goal was to keep the class out of mischief without having a bunch of papers to correct. I wrote my name, Kyle Davidson, at the top of a sheet of notebook paper and started my list. 1. Raise my batting average over 250. 2. Learn to pop a wheelie on my scooter. 3. Get Mom and Dad to increase my allowance. Think before you write, Mrs. Hoke said. Good goals have a long-term effect. A goal accomplished makes your life better. I put one elbow on my desk, rested my chin on my palm, and read my list. Yes, my life would definitely be better if my batting average went up, if I could pop a wheelie, and if I had more money. I was confident that I could achieve numbers 1 and 2. All I needed was practice.